Peace, God.
Peace to the God.
How you, God?
I'm studying 120 right now. Call me back at the God hour.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
How you doing?
Oh, what do you know? What do you say?
I was just, at the dinner with Rogers.
Oh, there we go.
I had a couple bourbons, little calamari. We talked about Carbone. It was a good time. Good guy.
Was sauce there?
No sauce. Just me, Aaron, and Salah.
And Salah. Half the Jets were at the Garden last night.
It's a Jet town now, baby.
It is. It is. You know? I think, a few people who aren't on this pod right now, you know, kind of jealous, but that's okay.
Oh, yeah.
That's okay. This is our time to shine.
This is our, we have a 2 or 3 year window, so we have to take advantage of it here.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Pancakes and Tone for the beginning here. The other two, they may or may not join us. We'll see.
Well, Josh is cheerleading, and Adam's hopefully
his farewell game.
Farewell game, and hopefully keeping the score under 40.
Yeah,
for the outcome.
Yeah. I feel like we're gonna get he's gonna let us know it was either like a 30-40 point blowout on them, or like a game winner.
If we don't hear from them until like 10 o'clock, then they won and they're probably celebrating
Hammond.
After, for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah, which Hammond. Is fine. Which is fine. We'll hold it down. Sure. We'll hold it down. But yeah, no, I mean, we should start, obviously, with the Rodgers. Yeah, I guess the official signing, I mean, we've exhausted the Rodgers stuff on multiple pods. We've known about it for like 2 months, but became official... Right. I think a few days after our last pod, so it's just been kind
when was
of
it?
A whirlwind.
It was like at what, 4 o'clock, right? Late afternoon.
I think so. Or wasn't it like middle of the day? Like wasn't it like a middle of the like a Wednesday 2 weeks ago or something?
It was definitely in the middle of the week, but I think it was at the end of the day because I was leaving work and then Josh texted like trade.
Yeah.
Right. So I thought like not Rodgers. I thought it was something different. And then go on Twitter and it was just every single person was tweeting it.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think people already forgot about the deal, like what they gave up and this and that. It's like a second.
Oh, yeah.
Another second. But that could become a first. Probably will, as long as he's, you know, doesn't get hurt. But
right.
Some shit.
I
like
mean,
that.
Think about it. We just went through the draft, right? I mean, we're assuming that the Jets are going to be good this year, right? Playoff team?
Yeah.
Like, minimum, at minimum.
It better be.
Hopefully they make,
yeah.
They make a run. So, we assume, like, that pick will be in the late 20s, hopefully. Like, look who they just drafted at 15. Will McDonald, like a DN from Iowa State. I think we can manage not, like, getting a player like that for 1 year, right?
Yeah.
Like, okay, you might turn to something, but you're not... It's a crapshoot. Like, you got a Hall of Fame quarterback, and he still has, you know, a few years left in him. So, yeah, the stuff that they gave up, it doesn't bother me at all.
No, I could care less. It's win now. The stuff that he's saying, it's like blowing my mind. He's making the Jets sound like heaven. It's
crazy.
He's just like a very relaxed guy, you know. We know he likes to indulge in the, you know, in the psychedelics and you know he probably meditates and you know the whole thing. So he's just a very calm, positive guy at this point. But everything he's saying about the Jets, you know, with pinching myself and it's like a dream and you know first every day is like the first day of school and it's just like what the fuck. And he's at the Knicks games courtside. He's at the Ranger game. He's at Carbone. You know, he's hanging with all the players. Like, Sauce is like half his age. Right? Like,
yeah, what is it? 16 year age difference or 17?
Well, Aaron's what, a year or two older than us, right? Was he 38, 39?
Yeah, I think he's 38 or 39. So, yeah, Sauce is like 22, 23. So it's like, it's so funny. What were they talking about, you think? I don't know. Was it just them at the dinner? Or like, I would assume like Mosley was there too, Becton. I would hope they're there with them.
Right.
Too.
I know. I kept seeing like more and more Jets at the game. Yeah, I don't know. Sauce almost made it like it was just them two. I don't think Jerry Ferrara, I know he was sitting next to Rodgers, but I don't think he was there. He's like a known Giants fan,
so a little bro date, just them two.
I don't know. It kind of seemed that way, which is, I mean, Sauce is my favorite player, and Roger, I mean, I love it. I love seeing them, you know, bonding and together. But what was the joke that Sauce said that Aaron pointed out Jessica Alba, and Sauce didn't know who she was? That's funny.
Right. That's funny. Yeah.
Yeah.
It is funny.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's good. He's making an effort to, you know, really embrace where he's playing now, you know, and getting over. I didn't expect it to really take off like this right away, right?
I didn't either.
You know, he would do the press conference and then maybe he'd go back to wherever he was for like a couple of weeks, kind of, you know, reassimilate himself. But no, he, on the interview, he said he's living in the hotel, which I think is the one that I stayed at for Louis' wedding.
Okay.
So I'm like, I'm picturing, because it's like right next to the facility. They said like a lot of the players stay there. It's so weird being like, wow, like Aaron Rodgers he's staying in that like hotel like right now, just like a normal dude, you know?
Yeah. I wonder.
And he's there. Like, it's crazy. And I just didn't see it. Him being this happy, like, I thought he'd be relieved, but it's genuine happiness.
It is.
Like the interview, you know, the press conference, I was like, wow, he's in heaven right now.
Yeah, nothing seems forced. You're right. Like, nothing seems forced. Like, it seems truly genuine. And I think he's just like, you know, obviously he's an interesting guy. Like, he's an intellectual, so to speak. And I think he's just one of those guys. He's just like, yeah, man, new adventure. You know, like, whatever, let's go.
Yeah,
that's just, he's California cool or whatever you want to call it. So, no, it's great. Yeah, where do you think he's going to, like, end up, like, live? Like, you think he's, like, I don't know if he's going to buy, like, a whole house, right? I mean, if this is, like, a 2 or 3 year deal, right?
I could see him, depending on, like, Cobb just signed, right?
Yeah.
And these guys, do you think he would, like, share a mansion with these guys? Or are they all going to have?
Yeah, I would not be surprised.
You know, if like Lazard, if he's like single and doesn't have family and kids, then it would make sense. Cobb, I don't know his situation, but I could see them all like kind of living together in a huge house.
I could definitely see that. I could definitely. It's weird that, so that area out there, I mean, I could see Rodgers just maybe getting like a condo. Like, he's a single guy. He probably doesn't need like a big house, especially if he's just going to be focusing on football and maybe going into the city quite a bit. So maybe just like a sick condo or something. I don't know. I have no idea.
I was thinking like one place in the city and then one near the facility.
Oh, yeah. He's loaded. Yeah, he should do that. I mean, I was just about to say before, when you said he was probably staying at the hotel in Florham Park there, I'm sure he was staying at one in the city too. I mean, God.
Right.
We forget how like rich these guys are. They could do whatever the fuck they want. He's probably getting comped.
For sure.
He's probably getting comped rooms. That's what's crazy about rich people and famous people. They get everything for free.
Everything's for free.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm curious, though, with the tickets, though, for the Knicks. Are the Jets purchasing those? Or
right.
Is the Garden saying, hey, we want Aaron Rodgers. We'll pay for you. We'll comp you. I wonder how that works.
I'm fascinated.
Because that's a lot. That's a lot of money to, you know, just, like, give them away for free, especially in a playoff game.
Yeah. Like,
still a business for them. So,
I'm fascinated by all that, to be honest. Like, are these guys going out of their way and like purchasing the tickets themselves? Are they getting comped it? Like, is Dolan like have a list of like celebrities? You know, like, yeah, you know, give them, you know, this game, this, you know, like, I wonder how that works. Hank Azaria.
Yes, he was there, Hank?
Yeah, he's been. He's a huge Knicks fan. He was on, Stu Gott's podcast recently, and I was listening, and he's a huge Jet fan, huge Jet, Nick, Met fan, And yeah, like he was saying, he got courtside for one of the games, but he was there last night. He was not courtside last night. He was, you know, like five rows back, and he said he actually prefers that, to be honest. But I just wonder how that works. You know, first come,
yeah,
first serve.
How do they? Yeah. Who do they pick? Yeah, who gets the front row?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah. Because Salah wasn't courtside. He was some rows back. Supposedly they didn't even show him on the big screen, which is interesting.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's bullshit.
Yeah, but supposedly they showed Joe Shane on the big. Like, how'd he get the big screen and not Salah? That doesn't make sense to me. So I don't know.
Whatever.
Misinformation. But yeah, it's and then another amazing thing. He was calling Garrett like a Devontae clone or something like that, right? Wasn't he saying that?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said it reminds him. Strictly the way he comes out of the routes of Devontae. So it doesn't feel real to me, because you go online and there's clips, they have the video clips of him in slow motion throwing a ball to Wilson in all Jets gear. I'm what?
I know.
And they said all the a lot of the players, the younger players, they're starstruck.
Right.
Still, they're kind of overwhelmed, which is good. So at least they're getting that out of the way now. So then they can start focusing, all right, start learning the playbook and his mannerisms, with, the way he operates and the huddle and stuff. So,
right.
But yeah, it's got to be a little weird, right? They probably look up to him wow, this is Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, yeah.
So,
he seems a pretty humble guy, but, just the way he dresses and he looks, But I gotta imagine definitely being starstruck. I mean, even was it Brees went to the, Brees is 21, 22? He was at the Ranger game.
To the Ranger.
Yeah. So it's funny how he's hanging with the really young guys.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But that's pretty awesome. I mean, we still have, 1, 2, 3.
Because
what's
right now? Is this the non, these are just voluntary workouts,
right?
And then there's a Then there's a break, and maybe there's another round of voluntary workouts, and then it becomes the mini camp and the training camp. I don't know. There's so many different stuff with that. But
yeah,
I think he's going to be there at least for 75%, even probably more over the course of this summer.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, I'm sure he'll, fly back to the West Coast for a little bit. But yeah, no, who knows? Maybe he's just nah, screw it. I'm all in. Right. if this is a 2 or 3 year thing, I may as well get as most out of it as I can. Explore New Jersey, New York, whatever. So no, it's really cool. And yeah, it sucks. We still have over 4 months until that first, that first game. So, It's pretty crazy. I guess when do they release the schedule? When's that?
I think it's next week.
Oh, really?
I think it's May 11th.
Oh, shit. Oh, okay. Oh, I didn't realize it's creeping up that much, that close.
Yeah, middle of May. So we're going to have a lot of late nights watching. Yeah,
I know, which I'm not crazy about.
No.
Give me just 1 o'clock, man. Give me that first game, get it over with. Right? I mean, 4 o'clock I like too.
I know.
But the night games are just I'm just not, yeah, I don't know.
They're brutal because you're all amped up watching them. And then if they lose or win, you have adrenaline. And you, it's tough to go to, it sounds crazy to say as a fan, we're watching, athletes play on TV, but it's true. You get adrenaline and I'm I can't go to bed now. Shit.
Right. And then.
So I think we're going to get the maximum this year.
Oh, for sure. Oh, for sure. I mean, it's crazy. And it's so funny, all the Jet fans in the media, specifically Greeny, Mike Greenberg, it's so funny. He doesn't hide his fandom at all, which is great. It's humbling. And I was just watching Get Up this morning, and he was just they were talking about, of course, Rodgers, and he was just the way he talks is it's like us. But this is a nationally televised show. He's supposed to be that neutral guy who doesn't really have an opinion.
Right,
it's hilarious, but yeah, everyone's obviously really excited about. Yeah, they'll get the maximum games. They actually haven't had a Sunday night game since, like, it was crazy, like 2013 or something. Like,
I think it's over
something crazy, or 2012.
Yeah, 9 or 10 years, yeah. Even, maybe even more, maybe 11.
Yeah, that's nuts. Yeah, so they'll get that. They'll get Thursday night. They'll probably get Thanksgiving, Monday night, obviously. They're going to have it all, so.
Man, I want the division so bad. I want that home playoff game.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because if they ever, I know we're jumping ahead so far, but if they got the one seed, no one is ever beating them at a home game, playoff game. I'm sorry. There's no way.
I know
that crowd would be shaking the whole entire time. The stadium,
crazy,
it'd be insane.
It's been 21 years since they had a home playoff game, 2 decades. So
it'd be insane.
Yeah, it'd be insane. I mean, that's almost. It'd probably be expensive, but that's almost a game I consider like maybe ponying up for
once in a lifetime.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. That would be amazing. Yeah, I really want that. What else could we talk about that would be missed with the Rodgers side?
What do you like who they picked up so far?
Oh, well, Cobb today, like 1 year deal. They're probably done at receiver, right?
I think so. They keep on mentioning, I see people like either get Corey Davis to restructure or trade him, but I do not want him off the team. When he's healthy, he's really good. And he had Zach Wilson throwing him the ball, so
right.
You know, he was a captain; like, he's really respected. With Rodgers, I think he's better than Lazard when healthy, and that's a great problem to have. You know, Hardman, he's like more of a gadget;
it's like a slot
return
guy, right?
Player.
Oh, yeah, that. Yeah,
slot, like punt returner, jet sweeps, that type of stuff. So that's not a guy that you can rely on to, you know, throw the ball 10 times a game,
right?
Who else? Yeah, Cobb, Mims.
And obviously Garrett.
I don't feel like, was there anyone else I was missing? No, that's it, right?
No, yeah, and then the tight ends. We got 3 tight ends.
Yep.
Plus Breece. You know, Breece can catch the ball out of the backfield.
Breece Carter and this rookie, I think, is going to be.
Is he?
Really, really good.
Israel. Legit. I'm not going to butcher his last name. But
Anaconda, something like that, right?
Yeah. Izzy Anaconda. I like it.
He's in a condo. How you doing?
Yeah.
Local kid from Brooklyn, Lincoln.
Brooklyn. Yeah. Oh, he went to Lincoln?
Went to Lincoln.
Lincoln.
Roll call.
Nice. It's always funny when you have like pro football players who like grew up in like New York City, like the 5 boroughs. You know, you just don't think they even like play football, but they, you know, Brooklyn has some like actually pretty big schools for football, I think. So is, I think, the Bronx. But
you don't hear about him in high school football here. I don't know why.
In the 5 boroughs, you mean?
Yeah, it's strange.
No, I know. It's just like basketball. You know, you don't think of like any other sport really, except for basketball.
This guy, he put up insane numbers, and you know, he was a top recruit, like went to Pitt. So, but I had no idea he existed. Even on Pitt, you know.
Right. And then they got the offensive tackle from Pitt, Cameron Smith. Is that his name?
Warren.
Cameron. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Who, he looks promising. Yeah. Obviously, Kittman, the center with the god.
He's
haircut.
Huge.
Yeah. The mullet. The ill mullet.
I like the draft. They got an edge rusher. You know, center, I think he's going to be a 10-year starter if it all comes out to what they believe he is, right?
Right.
So, you know, solid running back, another offensive tackle, hopefully. I love this tight end, Zach.
So tell me more about him, because supposedly he's like a freak of nature, right?
Yeah, he's 6'8".
6'8"?
260. Oh, my God. Yeah, he's 6'8". He's 6'8". He's huge. Jesus. And he can run. I think his 40 was like a 4.5. He has a 40-inch vertical. 40-inch vertical.
Wow.
Like,
so what's the, so what's the
NBA guys can't do that.
So what's the problem? Because what is he, 7th round pick, right?
Yeah, he just I think his route running, they said his hands are very good. He's just kind of raw with his route running, but for a seventh round pick, like, if you give me those measurables and athletic ability, then hey, you can, you know, try to, you know, get, watch the Yankee game. That was a bad one. I think a guy just took a cleat to the head. Bader.
Oh, fuck. Master Bader?
Yeah, the Master Bader.
Damn.
He's all right.
Okay.
He's all right. But, yeah, like, take a fire on like that. If you can develop him, like, maybe he turns into a Jimmy Graham type guy. Right.
Right. Right. Right. Right. Right. Yeah. Fuck it. Why not? Upside. I mean, we already have, like, a few tight ends, but, hey, maybe he learns, you know, maybe he's, you know, blocking at first and then eventually, you know, learns how to ball. But, yeah, good draft. I guess they had the most athletic draft of any team, right? There's like an athletic scale I just learned about. So they had the top athletic draft, which is good, right? Fuck it. You know,
it's always a good thing to do. Yeah. Draft athletic dudes. That's it.
Screw
Pretty
it.
Simple, right?
Yeah. Just teach scheme and, you know, they've been playing organized football. Like, they're not idiots. Like, I hope. But we'll see.
Exactly.
We'll see. I don't know if these guys are joining us. They haven't even given us the heads up. I'm holding back on the Nickies for Juice.
I'm telling you, they won, and now they're getting lit.
If they sent us a text, let me hold on.
Yeah, it's not like Josh is playing in the game. Where are you, Juice?
Juice. Yeah. So all right. So covered the Jets here. So you're watching the Yankees. I got the Sixers.
I put on the hoops now too.
Yeah, Celtics have been. They've been. I feel like they've been up 10 like all game. They should win this. I'd be shocked.
Yeah.
If they somehow blew two at home to the Sixers here, I could see this series going seven. Embiid
absolutely
got the MVP last night officially, which is so funny.
Well deserved, right?
What's that?
Well deserved, right?
Of course.
That's who I think we all thought, yes.
It's just funny, right? Because, like, I feel like the Nuggies, who they may sweep the Suns for all we know, but I feel like Joker is just like, now he's playing amazing and the team looks like it actually can, like, seriously make some noise. Like, I really believe they can go to the finals.
They can win it all.
Yeah, yeah. They can win it all. They're playing, like, amazing right now. So it's just kind of funny. Now Joker, you know, that'd be funny if they actually win it and he doesn't get the MVP, but, we'll see. I mean, Embiid was amazing. He averaged, 30 and 10, basically?
Yeah, yeah.
Plus being one of the best defenders in the league. He had a block on Brown earlier that was amazing.
I think he had 5 blocks in the first half. I was watching the first half.
Wait, he had 5? I saw 2 of them. Holy shit.
He had 5, but he still looks like he's hobbling, like, a lot.
He always does, though, no? He's always just, like, it's like he plays in slow motion.
That's the thing. I can't tell. Like, he's always hunched over and, like...
Yeah, he's a big goon. Yeah. I mean, just watching him now. How long? Down court.
How long is Jaylen Brown going to wear this mask for?
I don't know. I wonder if it's, like, one of those things like Rip Hamilton, where it's just like, okay, like, my nose is fine, but I'm just going to wear this. Like, this is, like, my thing now.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's the case. But, yeah, we'll say, yeah, they're up 12 now. So we'll see. All right, where are these guys? I don't know if they're coming on. I think it may just be you and me.
So what do you want to do? Start the Knicks or what?
Yeah, fuck it. Whatever. They're not giving us a heads up
and
here.
And then when Josh comes back, he can defend Thibodeau.
Yeah. Let's have our time to shine. So game 2, Knicks win. I'd say about, 75% of that game we wanted Thibodeau's head, basically.
More. For me, it was like 90. Even higher.
And then the fourth, I mean, everyone got hot, you know? Even Quickly had like 3, like, real big buckets. Hart hit 2 threes. Brunson couldn't miss. RJ was more effective in the first half, but still had a great game. Randall, I didn't realize he was 2 boards away from a triple-double, and Hart was 1.
What do you have? 25, 10, and 8? Something like that.
25, 8 assists, 12 rebounds. And
oh, wow.
Hart had 14 points, 9 assists, 12 rebounds. So he was an assist away from a triple-double. I had no idea. So
He was kind of quiet. His passing, like, you don't realize how much, like, playmaking he does as well.
Yeah, he's an animal. He's everywhere. I mean, he's so important to this team. Brunson's the man. Randall, I mean, he did have a great game. So, I mean, you know, we lose game one. We essentially, you know, we had a guy, you know, who just put up a triple-double out in the first game. So,
right,
you know, who knows?
And that's the thing. Like, yeah. we can be tough on Julius. Like, I think we're very fair with Julius. Like, I think he's a great player. Now he's really, you know, he's played well in the, when he's healthy this year, right, in the playoffs. But I think there was, like, a pretty large contingent of Knicks fans who genuinely believed, like, they'd be better in the playoffs without Randall. And I think that was just absurd.
Yeah.
That was insane.
Definitely not. Definitely not. Now, if they imagine if they somehow won game one. Oh, man. It would have been a serious outcry. But
right.
No, you could clear. I mean, that's what he does. I mean, I think he had a few triple-doubles this season, or maybe one or two.
And he kills Miami. He kills Miami all year.
He does. Yeah, he had that game winner against them.
There's no one that can guard him on that team.
No. I mean, and you know what? I remember in the first half, I feel like he wasn't getting his shot that well. But, you know, he was deferring and passing. I think Juice actually said it. He's like a decoy. Or he's playing like a decoy. Did he say that? Or did you say that? I forget.
He said it, but yeah, like, he was correct. But he was driving and dishing. Like, he wasn't forcing shots.
Right.
He was great. He was being a playmaker. He was just letting the game come to him.
That's when he's the best. That's when he's the best. Absolutely. Yeah, it's when he goes like ISO and needs to score. But he got plenty of scoring on this team, for sure. You know, Hartenstein. He's
Hartenstein.
I heart, man, love that guy. We kind of knew he would like be like a garden like favorite, and he embraces it, man. I mean, between the offensive rebounds he was getting, and, you know, second chance points, and then, you know, that pass to Grimes for the N1, which was an amazing pass. You know, more of that.
Oh yeah,
more of that. I wish they would feature him more as like a 3-point shooter, like the Clippers did. I don't know why they don't, but
it's so weird. It's because weird. In the beginning of the year, he was shooting, and he actually was hitting at a pretty decent clip.
And then it
just completely stopped. I think Thibodeau was like, "No, we just want you to screen and roll to the rim."
Yeah, do the dirty work. He's got a nice little floater that he does. But otherwise, you like, it's so crazy. Everyone in the Knicks does it, but it's not even the Knicks. I feel like I see it all over the league, but the Knicks really do it a lot. I mean, Brunson, IQ, Hart, iHeart.
Oh yeah,
those four are like constantly doing it. I think RJ a little bit. So,
who would you compare Hartenstein to?
Ooh,
I'm gonna say Chris Kaman.
Oh God. He was. Remember him? But he would, yeah, ugly guy. He would shoot a lot, though, right? Wasn't he like a shooter?
He would.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was more of like a stretch.
I don't even.
Yeah, I think it's just because they were big and lefty and white, but like, yeah, I don't know, like, who his game is.
Chris Dudley? No. Well, because Dudley was like a lefty and white.
Was Dudley lefty? I don't remember.
Yes, and he was like the worst foul shooter ever, like worse than Shaq somehow. Oh, he was awful. I'd have to really think about that, but no, he's awesome. I'm not going to go as far as to like call him like the Camby of this team, but he is kind of like similar in that he's that like big off the bench who kind of gives him energy and does some things that other players don't do. I don't know. I mean, Mitch has had an amazing playoffs. He's been great. He's been awesome. Like, better than expected. But he has no offensive game, let's be honest, except for the offensive rebound, which he's tops in the league. I mean, it's not even an argument anymore. I think he's the leader, right? He most offensive rebounds per game of anyone in the league.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think he's banged up now. He took that knee to, I think he's a hip pointer right now.
Oh,
You can tell he's not himself right now compared to what he was against Cleveland.
No.
So hopefully these 3 days, you know, these guys get refreshed.
Yeah. And, you know, Cleveland, obviously, we, you know, beat them in five games. They got exposed. I think Bickerstaff got exposed. I mean, you're seeing it now. Like, the Heat are just such...
Coaching.
Yeah, coaching. I mean, Spoelstra, you can make the argument he's the best coach in the league. He's just that good. I mean, he's... By the way, he's the only Asian coach in all professional sports in North America.
Wait, so is he, Filipino?
I think so, like half. I'm not sure. He might be full. I have no idea. But I didn't even know that. I always forget that he's, like, part Asian. I saw that stat. Yeah, only Asian. But anyway, he's just one of the best coach. I mean, he is. I mean, you could just tell, and that's something that we were saying, you know, 75% of the game yesterday, just like, or even in game one, how he was just out-coaching Thibodeau. I mean, they're just such a smart...
Yep.
They're just such a smart team and just well-coached. And, the strategy that they had going, just keep shooting threes. Knicks aren't going to defend it. It was working.
And we were worried. Yeah. We were worried about that. We both said before the game, man, like Adam always mentions, like, Butler and this. I'm like, he doesn't worry me. I'm not worried about Butler. I'm worried about all these other guys around shooting.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And clearly the game plan last night was, guys, we have nothing to lose. Our guy isn't in here.
Just throw it up.
I want you to shoot 50 threes, right?
Yeah.
And even the ones that they missed, I think they hit, almost 20?
Yeah.
Yesterday, they missed a lot of wide open.
Wide open.
Broken coverage that went in and out. It was so frustrating because you knew every time the Knicks got the lead or got it within two or three, okay, Miami's going to come down and hit a dagger three from Martin, Love, Strus, Vincent. It never ended. Robinson.
Yeah.
Thibodeau just refused. I don't know why he's doing these aggressive double teams. All you have to do is switch. These guys don't have anyone that can drive the ball a Harden who's going to break down the defense and just dribble and score at the rim, like a Maxi.
Just Jimmy.
They can't do that. Yeah, just do that. So get up on them and don't let them shoot three. They drop off and there's no adjustment at all. It's just, all right, I watched so many Syracuse 2-3 zone with Boeheim. Yeah. This whole strategy was you literally watch these guys sit behind open and just hope that they miss open shots. Like, that's not defense. You'll get lucky a few games where they don't shoot well and you look great, but so many guys, these guys can shoot at all levels now so well. You can't play defense like that, and that's going to bite him if he doesn't make an adjustment. I think he will. I don't think he's that stubborn, but then again, I don't know. He hasn't done it all year, so.
So what is his, I don't understand. What is Thibodeau's plan if he's just kind of allowing this many threes, basically? He wants to make sure they just don't get to the bucket.
Clog the lane.
Yeah.
The percentages are better, for a longer shot. But it doesn't matter. No. You want them to take contested mid-range jumpers compared to wide open three. And Spoelstra, he's like, hey, you're gonna give me that. We're gonna take these all game long.
Right. Right. Right, and it's working. It's so crazy because they were getting wide open threes. Do you remember the Knicks having any wide open? I mean, the Hart corner three in the fourth, one of them was kind of wide open. But I don't know. I can't remember that many. You know?
I think Brunson had a couple. Brunson had a couple on the wing.
Okay,
off a couple broken down plays, but no. Every other one was pretty contested.
Yeah, yeah. It seems Heat fans are pretty down on Bam. Wasn't Bam better a couple of years ago?
Yes.
What happened?
Yeah, he hasn't improved. I thought he was going to be a guy you feed on the post,
yeah.
90% of the possessions coming down. He's not that. He's kind of he scores off putbacks or just pick and rolls, rolling to the hoop. He hasn't improved at all. Right? His back to the basket game.
I don't think so. I thought he was going to be the next Garnett. And he's just I don't know. And he hasn't really, it seems like he always has the same expression on his face. I just don't see that dog in him that I thought he had. Like a Jimmy, obviously. But yeah, it's odd. But I feel like Heat fans realize it too. And they're they're just not, I don't know. I thought he'd be like a long-term piece there. I mean, he still could be, but I just, yeah.
Right.
I don't know.
He flops a lot too.
Yeah.
Big flopper.
And let's let it be known, you know, Adam, if he was here and if they still come on, you know, he's probably going to bring it up, but he was already bringing it up. Scott Foster, you know, giving the Knicks some calls there. Obviously the ball did hit the rim on that one play. That missed three that gave Vincent, you know, put it in. So that's 2 points. Okay. And then the other call, the 4-point play the Knicks got? That was clearly
the 4-point play. I mean, they reviewed it. So
right.
That's reviewed by not by Scott Foster.
That's coming from Sea Caucus.
That's in Sea Caucus. Yeah. And I think they said, like, hey, he was in his shooting motion before the foul. So that's the correct call.
Yeah. Yeah, but the point I was going to make was, and you brought this up, and I heard someone else say this today. Bam with the moving screens, he does it like every time,
every single play.
Yeah,
every play. They call that in college all the time.
All
they don't
the time.
Call it in the NBA, but the way he does it is so like sneaky. Like he's good at it. I'll give him that. But if you watch him, he does it every single time. And then when the Knick players try to fight through it, he falls down on his ass, and then they call a foul on the Knick.
That happened last night, didn't it? Or was it game one? There was a play.
That happened.
They called it on the Knick.
I think both.
Yeah.
Probably both.
Yeah.
He does that purpose. Like, he's annoying. Like, he's more focused on that than learning how to, you know, do his back to basket moves.
Yeah. Seriously. Seriously. I do feel like, you know, I notice it here and there. I do feel like they never call moving screens. Like, every big does it.
Ever.
Yeah. I mean, he just does it, you know, more obvious than most. So yeah, I mean, there's that. So, yeah, we, you know, back to Miami, Saturday, 3:30. It's going to be MSG South, right? I mean, it's going to be
a
ton of Knick fans. I'm thinking, like, half the crowd, to be honest. And, yeah. We'll see. It definitely doesn't have that, you know, we joke, you know, blood in the garden, those Knicks Heat rivalries from the late 90s. I haven't gotten that vibe yet. Like, I thought Jimmy was going to play more like the heel character in game one.
Right.
He really didn't. Quite honestly, like, I love Jimmy Butler. Like, I just think he's such a character. Like, I've never had a reason really to, like, hate Jimmy Butler.
No.
You know what I mean?
No, you can't.
Yeah. He's funny. He's kind of eccentric. He's Michael Jordan's son. I mean, you know, come on.
You think the Jordan thing?
Yeah.
The more I think about it, I think it might be legit.
He does look like him. He does look like him. It's a great theory there. But yeah, so we'll see. I think this series, I think it's going seven. I think it might be. There was a few years ago
at the Garden. When would game seven be? What day of the week?
I checked. It's a Monday. So not this Monday, obviously.
Yeah.
It's the following Monday.
All right. So Monday night.
It's like a week and a half from now. Yeah, I mean, you figure like Sunday, late afternoon, evening would be ideal for like a game seven. But yeah, whatever.
At least it's a night game, though. That's good.
Yeah. Yeah, the crowd will be amped. So we'll see.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's going to go seven.
A few years ago, or a couple years ago, Heat beat the Bucks in game one, and then I think, like, lost the rest of the games. Like, lost in five. I don't think that can happen, but I don't know. Knicks might have figured something out in the fourth last night. I don't know. I don't know what it was.
It's going to be so close every game. I don't think there's going to be one blowout either way, all series.
Right. Right, 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 right. I don't think so either. I don't think so either. So,
but they got to get quickly going. They got to get Obi going.
I know.
And they got to let McBride play. Put him on Vincent for 5 to 10 minutes a game. Why not?
Right. Right. I mean, we were saying that. Yeah, we've been saying that. Didn't he have a few minutes? Was it in the Cavs?
Cleveland. He played against Cleveland, and he played great against Mitchell.
Yeah.
He made a couple of turnovers. He took a charge. He hit a three.
Yeah.
He did great that home game.
Yeah, give it a shot. Like, I don't understand, especially with Quickly and Grimes and these guys struggling. I think they should probably go back to maybe try starting Grimes and have Hart come off the bench, even though Hart still had a good game starting. But, like, I don't know. Maybe they just need to go back to what was working when the bench was doing well. I don't know.
Yeah, I think Grimes should start, actually. I think Harch is better coming off the bench.
And I think Obi, probably the same thing, right? I mean, what did he take, 11 threes in that game one where he started? He was, what, 4 for 11?
I think he hit 4 of them. But yeah, that's like not his game. You want him slashing, you know, going for the hoop.
No, but you're right about Obi. The guy's so freaking athletic. It's a shame that, like, pretty much the only shots he takes are, like, fast break or three-pointers. And
that's it.
That's it. And he shot it pretty well this season, but that was on limited minutes. I think he airballed, like, 2 in a row. What was it? Last night's game. I was like, what the
last fuck? Night.
Yeah. I was like, what is going on?
And that's the thing. Now it's going to be in his head, like, oh, shit. Like, he probably lost all confidence from those 2 shots. If you airballed 2 threes that.
Yeah. He had a shot in, like, the Cavs series. I forget what game it was, but it was like a... It was like a, you know, like a mid-range jumper on that. Like he drove in, stopped and popped, almost like Durant-ish, like on the elbow. And I was like,
right.
I was like, why can't he like do more of that? Do more of that. Like he could jump so high, like, you know, it'd be hard to block his shot. I don't know. He's just got to work on his game, offensive game a little bit more. But yeah. So yeah, we shall see. Anything else on the Knickies and the Heat that we're missing?
What else?
Randall looked good, obviously. I think the ankle's good. Brunson, same. Jimmy, he'll be healthy, right? Jimmy will probably be ready to go, I gotta assume.
Yeah. Probably a little banged up. I mean, that was a pretty bad... He must have been in rough shape if he couldn't play game 2.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. How does that feel like he looked in pretty good spirits on the bench? But I gotta think, such a fierce competitor like him, like deep down, he had to be he had to be furious, right? Like, no,
yeah,
like, I don't know. He seemed like in a pretty good mood, and I was like kind of surprised by that. Like, I thought he wouldn't even be on the bench. Like, he'd be so pissed he's not playing.
Yeah, he was in his like tank top eating popcorn.
Yeah, waving at fans. Like, Jimmy's such a character. Supposedly he listens to country music before games, like blasts it in the locker room. Did you know this?
I can see him doing that, like wearing a cowboy hat. Yeah. Cowboy hat.
Oh my god! Do you think him and Rachel Nichols still talk?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah,
big time in the bubble.
In that bubble, that'd be amazing if they actually came out and they're like, I think she might be married, so I don't want to disrespect anything. But like, yeah, they just like went exclusive.
Jimmy.
Yeah.
One thing about the ankles, like Brunson was definitely not healthy.
Well,
you could tell he was banged up, and he still dropped 30 foot.
Yeah.
If you watch him, he couldn't do anything on defense. He was getting abused.
Yeah, yeah. Speaking of 30, Boston's up 30. Jeez, that escalated quickly.
Yeah, it turned it off.
Yeah. So, no, Brunson though. I mean, my goodness. I mean, he showed out. He hit some huge threes. And he's their leader, man. He's embraced it. It's really it's awesome. And
he's a killer.
Yeah.
He's
Mello in the building, and Ewing and Starks, and they're all loving it, embracing it. You know, it's really a good vibe right now. And I said all season a successful season, right, would just be just win a playoff round. That's it. Make it to the second round. Anything else is playing with house money. So there was a part in the middle of last night's game where I was like, they suck. Like, it was a good run, you know, whatever.
And
I like literally was like accepting it. Like, I was just like, you know, because I feel like the Heat like figured something out, you know, but I'm back.
That's the frustrating part. I think the Knicks, they have way more talent. They're more talented, and they have home court.
Yeah.
You know, I believe they should advance.
Yeah.
It's not a given, but they should. I'll be disappointed if they don't.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Especially because this year it's wide open, you know, that's not going to happen a lot of times.
Right, right, right. No, it's a great opportunity. So, yeah, we'll see. We still have a long road ahead, but we'll be watching closely. I wanted to talk about the greatness.
One thing before we move. One thing.
Yeah.
Randall looked like he was completely fine last night, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, who makes the call for game one? Did he improve that much from the day off?
I know, right?
On, was it Monday? Because really, it was just a, it was one day off, basically, right?
Right, yeah, exactly.
So what did he, I don't know. I feel like he could have played game one, but maybe the staff was like, eh, hold off. But like, it's the playoffs. Like, it's an ankle. Like, if you can deal with the pain, sure. Like, he looked completely fine.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he was working out before game one. And I saw, like, clips of it. He was with Johnny Bryant. He was moving fine. Like,
yeah, that's what I don't understand. I'm sure, like, he's hiding it, too. Like, every time he probably lifts off for a jump, it's probably a ton of pain. And
right.
He's trying to, mask it. But, I don't, like, whose call is that? Is it the medical staff, him, both of them together?
I think I bet he probably wanted to play. I mean, he played. He's not this load management type guy. He played every.
No, not at all.
Did he play like every regular season game or almost all of them? I mean, he's just not.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
he's a warrior. That's why I was shocked. I was like, if it was up to him, he would definitely play. So.
Right. Right.
I don't know. Maybe the medical staff kind of goofed by not playing him on Sunday.
Right. Right. Yeah. I mean, if they end up losing the series, you know, I hope that's not the case, because then it's going to be like, what could have been in that game one?
Yeah.
But we shall see. We shall see. It's a ton of fun. One more thing, actually, like the audio, you and I notice it on TNT and ABC is awful. What is up with that?
Why? TNT purposely drowns out the crowd noise. Why?
And ABC too, like, ESPN. I don't get it.
It's a joke.
Yeah, because when you I was going back and forth when it was on MSG in round one, and it's like day and night the audio, but the picture is better on ABC and TNT. So it's like, you got to pick one or the other.
I know.
It's annoying. You know.
I miss Breen and Clyde doing the games all the time.
We've had like every announcer known to man. I feel like every game, it's either Breen. We've had Breen, Van Gundy, Jackson. We've had. Have we had Harlan and Reggie any of the games?
No, Reggie. I don't think.
But we had Ian Eagle and Jim Jackson last night. We unfortunately had Doris Burke and what's his face, Jones.
Jones.
Oh my god.
Oh, he's terrible. He's terrible.
Yeah, they were both awful.
He's terrible.
Yeah. I used to like Doris Burke. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I was not thinking straight. But I'm over it. And then who else have we had? Oh, I think we had Kenny Albert and Clyde, but that was if you wanted to watch an MSG. And then, so anyway, just a little weird thing that these big networks have like such weird audio, but it is what it is. But no, I wanted to talk about,
we're probably like the only ones who notice it.
Seriously. I bet if you search Twitter, like, TNT audio. True. Or I bet there's other people noticing it, but yeah,
it's like the hardcore fans are the ones who are like,
yeah,
what the hell?
Yeah, because you want to hear that garden crowd. But no, I wanted to talk about the greatness of Chef Curry here with I didn't realize top that he's five. Only player ever to score 50 in a game seven in NBA history. I thought
that's surprising.
Yeah, I thought like Wilt did it, or you know, someone did it.
Jordan, Bird, like so many people.
So many people.
Kobe. Shaq.
Yeah. Yeah.
Duncan.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, he's amazing. I did watch the highlights. I passed out halftime of Lakers Warriors last night and looked like a really good game. I guess the Warriors kinda blew it. I mean, Poole, he was wide open. I mean, he should have took that shot. It was a fucking brick, but
yeah, I was hating on it, but he was wide. Yeah, you have to take that.
You have to take it. Know? Yeah, I mean, they were saying, he could have stepped in a few feet. Yeah, sure, but it's like in the moment, you're just gonna shoot it. But yeah, he completely
and he played well all game. So like he was shooting well.
Yeah,
all night too.
Yeah, yeah. I think that series is definitely going seven, like 100%.
That's gonna
be an awesome one. I think Nuggets, that might be a sweep. I think the Suns are fucked. Chris Paul's out. It's just Booker and Durant, right? And the Nuggets are a smart enough team to just scheme defensively for that. And yeah, they might win one game, honestly.
Well, yeah, with Paul hurt, it's really tough because now Booker's going to like strictly have to be the playmaker and score.
Yeah.
It's very difficult.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's probably going to be Nuggets advancing. And then, I don't know, the Sixers-Celtics series. Do you think this is going seven?
I think six, Boston.
Yeah, I that's what I was going to say, Boston six. I think, I mean, geez, they're up 32 now, and the Sixers are at full strength. So I think game one was just kind of fluky. You know,
yeah.
Harden went off, and Boston just didn't seem themselves. Like, they were shooting amazing, but they, like, defense was horrible.
Yeah, I think D'Anthony Melton had 25 or something like that. That's not going to happen again.
Yeah, no. So, yeah. I could see Boston six, and then so we'll see. We'll see. NHL playoffs.
Well, the Rangers.
The Davos.
The Davos.
I tried looking for that commercial from back in the day. I think it was like an SNY commercial, right?
Oh yeah.
Davos. Yeah. I remember trying to like look for it like on YouTube and Google it. I that commercial just, you can't find it. It like doesn't exist.
It's got to be around. It was what was like the what would they say at the end of the commercial? Like the,
was it Get Your New York Sports here? Was it just one of those?
Yeah, I think it was Get Your New York Sports here, or like,
yeah, it's like one of those commercials.
Or was like, it's different here, New York, or something like that.
Something like that. Yeah. Yeah, and it was like this Indian guy, right? In like a corner store. He's like, we got, oh no, it was like they had like a sports store. We're like, we got Knicks, we got Rangers, we got Yankees. And he's like listing off all the teams. And then he's like, and then like they forget one team, and then the other guy's like doing like this weird impression. He's like, oh, Davos. Is that how it went?
Davos.
Yeah. I wonder if anyone's going to realize. Anyone's going to realize what we're talking about. But anyway. I mean, me with hockey, I mean, I don't really, I guess I don't follow it enough to really like hate one. You know, if you're a diehard hockey fan, if you're a Ranger fan, you hate the Islanders. And you hate the Devils, right?
Yeah.
You know, obviously I prefer the Rangers, but like, I don't hate the Devils. I don't hate the Islanders. So it's like, I wasn't that upset about it.
I get into it like when they're winning, it's weird. So if they score and like they were advancing, I'm like, yeah, like this is sick. Like I'm into it. Like, you know, I'm happy they won. But if they lose, I don't really get like upset about it. It's an easy watch for me because I'm not.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, I was like not nervous like at all watching that series. I just wanted like exciting hockey, and you know, I was saying this to how like, you know, the NHL playoffs are basically like a brand new season, right? I mean, the Bruins,
Boston, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they had the best regular season record in NHL history. NHL's been around since like what, over 100 years, right?
100 years,
yeah. And they had the best record ever, and they lose. Not only did they lose in the first round, they blew a 3-1 lead. Like, I mean, the ultimate choke.
Insane.
Job. Yeah, insane to the Florida Panthers, and it's pretty much the equivalent to that 73 win Warriors team, like losing in the first round. They did lose. They did also blow a 3-1 lead, but at least it was in the finals.
Right.
Yeah. Pretty crazy. Yeah, it's like
And I feel like that happens in hockey
more than any other sport.
Crazy, crazy upset.
Yeah, it's always just the hottest team in the NHL play. That's why I say it's like a brand new season. Because it lasts just as long, basically, as the NBA playoffs, right? Basically, it's like 2 months.
So I think it might be even longer.
It might be.
Yeah.
Yeah, it might be. So it's just, yeah. It's like a brand new season. So it's definitely not like that in the NBA. NFL usually not like that. Baseball a little bit. Baseball, I feel like
baseball. Yeah,
team.
Very.
Yeah.
Very fluky.
Yeah, that happens a lot. But hockey more than any other sport. But
the crowd for the Rangers was it's unbelievable.
Oh yeah, no, it's definitely one of the best crowds in the league. I mean, there's some good ones in hockey, but it's definitely up there. It's definitely, you know, an experience. But they don't have much to show for it, right?
No.
1994, 1940, and I don't know before that if they were like really good.
So that's it.
That's it.
I think they won two. They won two cups, and then like maybe, you know, had the NFL had it before the Super Bowl, like the NFL championships. I think they had a few of those, maybe.
Probably.
But you know, you're talking about like over 100 years ago, so it's like,
yeah, it's like what irrelevant. And then, you know, I think the Devils have won, is it two or three? Were they all in the 90s?
No.
Just two, right?
It was even more in the 90s. Wasn't it more? I feel like with that Brodeur, Scott Stevens, they won at least three.
Let me see.
I feel like they had a run, like a really, really good run.
How many championships do the
Claude Lemieux on those teams?
Yeah, it was three.
It was three, right? Yeah.
Well, they've reached it five times, and they won in 94, 95, 99, 2000, and 2002, 2003. And they lost in 2000, 2001, and 2011, 2012.
Wait, so they won five from 94 to now?
They've won three. They went to five.
Ah, won three.
Yeah.
Still, went to five. Like, that's a hell of a run.
Yeah, and they won three. So, and then the Islanders, they won four in a row in the early 80s. So,
and that's it.
And that's it. But still, and they've only been around for, you know, since the 70s. So, yeah, they've been, both those teams have been more successful than the Rangers.
Than the Rangers, yeah. Yeah.
And what's crazy is, you know, who was it? Portnoy, he did one of his pizza reviews, and he was on Long Island, and some guy came up to him and was talking to him about the Rangers, and then even the pizza place owner for this review, he's like, oh, I'm a diehard Rangers fan too, and Portnoy, like, couldn't believe it. He's like, you're on Long Island, you're Ranger fans? Like, yeah. Like, I know people on Long Island who are Ranger fans. Like, I know people in New Jersey that are Ranger fans. Like, the Rangers are the team. They really are. I mean, they're Ranger fans in Jersey, Long Island. Like, they are definitely the team. But it's not to say the Islanders and Devils don't have diehard fan bases. They do. Like,
why?
Serious.
Why is it, you think? Because they play in the Garden?
Well, that, and they've been around for, like we said, like, they're one of the original. Longer. Yeah, they're one of the original, sure. Like, the first five
six.
Teams. Or six.
First five, yeah. Six. Yeah.
Yeah, what is it? The Rangers, the Bruins, the Blackhawks?
Canadians,
and the Maple Leafs? Those are five. That's five.
Probably, yeah. It's definitely no one, like, out west.
And then who are we missing?
Philadelphia? Flyers?
Maybe the Flyers? Yeah. Yeah, I'm not sure. Or is it the Red Wings? Or
Pittsburgh Penguins, maybe.
Or the Penguins? Yeah. Yeah, I'm not sure. Or maybe another Canadian team? Maybe the Oilers or something. I don't know. Anyway, but
Ottawa Senators maybe, probably. Maybe
that might make sense. That might make sense. So yeah, we'll see.
The Winnipeg Jets.
Oh, the Jets. Yeah, the other Jets. Yeah. So that's hockey. That's hockey, Susan. All right.
It's a good run.
These guys probably aren't coming. So. Succession, you're caught up, right?
Yeah. Yep.
So
I'm confused. What was that speech? What was that speech about?
So remember
they were launching an app.
Well, remember what season was it where they had this like conference where they talked to all like the stakeholders basically. They did this in another season. Yeah. Logan does like a big speech, and like Tom does a speech. You know, like all these guys come out and do like speeches separately. To like all these stakeholders or something. So that's basically what it was. So that's why Ken was all like, you know, pumped up because he was going to do the big speech that his dad usually does. So, and then they fucked with
the... wearing his bomber jacket for the company, yeah. With all the logos on.
Yeah. Roman was not feeling it. And then Greg stepping up, getting them to alter Logan's audio there. That was that was nice. So, yeah, this Mattson dude is definitely an odd fella.
So why did he tweet that? Or what the heck did it even mean?
It was something to do with like Nazi Germany, I think. You know, basically saying that like this Living Plus is you know basically like being on like being in a. A concentration camp or something.
Oh god.
Or like the gulag or something. Like basically like they're just, you know, if you live in these things, like they're just gonna have control over you. I think that's what he was alluding to. And
I see.
But then he deleted it and had support for it. So he's like an Elon, man. His tweets like can manipulate things, you know. It's like that powerful.
Right. So Gojo.
Gojo. Yeah, which we were trying to figure out what the hell Gojo is. I guess it's like TikTok, right? Would be like the best comparison. Like just like a big social media.
One of those. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, like he started out as like a coder and he's like this weird eccentric guy, but obviously he's loaded if he's able to buy a company for $192 billion. I mean, that's insane. Right? Or is it $192 million? What am I thinking here? Not billion. That's crazy.
I think it's got to be million.
Yeah, million. Billion. That's insane. Million. Yeah, yeah. So he's got to be pretty loaded. But you'd think Waystar would be worth more than that, no? Or is that just for a majority portion?
I think it's maybe one section of the company. Maybe they have all these different...
Because you got to figure, areas, right? We're hearing when people buy sports franchises for like $5-6 billion. You got to think Waystar is way bigger than one sports franchise.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, it's got to be worth, I don't know, at least $20 billion. At least
billions.
Right? I mean, think about it. It's ATN, which is like Fox News. It's so they have a network. They have the parks, right? The cruises. They have...
Yeah, the carnival line.
The carnival line. The studio.
Yeah, the park, yep.
The studio. Studio. Yeah, and they have the amusement park, like in the first episode ever. What else do they have? Now they're doing this Living Plus thing. You know, God knows what else. So, yeah, I mean, it's a lot. It's a big fucking enterprise. So, that's why they're all obsessed. But, yeah, it's been fun. So,
What about Roman firing everybody?
Yeah, so why is he like keep firing Jerry, but she's like still there? This is like the second time he's fired her. Like, I don't understand. And she just is still there.
I just don't think he knows what he's doing. He's like, if I don't know what to do, I'm just going to fire.
Yeah, like he fired that, the woman who I guess who runs the studio portion of the company. He just like fired her. It's just like, okay.
And then Jerry's like, you can't do that. That's a mistake. He's like, well, yeah, you're fired.
And she's like, ew, asshole. And it's like, is she really fired? Like, I don't know. Yeah.
And then Shiv is just
Shiv the snake.
She's up to no good.
Yeah, Shiv the snake.
She's up to no good.
I know. I think she's going to somehow, Mattson's kind of trying to, bring her on his side. And yeah.
He's using her.
Clearly. Just being played like a fiddle. So yeah, and we'll see where it all ends up. So I think this Sunday is episode 7. There's gonna be 10 episodes, so we got four left. Yeah,
I mean, what would be, I'm just trying to think of like the craziest ending that would happen in the show.
I know
it's gonna be like a crazy ending. It's not just gonna end like anticlimactically, like where it's like, oh, we made the sale. Okay, let's go be rich and just like,
I think
our lives.
Right. I think it's gonna end up where they call the deal off. They basically tell Mattson to fuck off. They end up, and then the three siblings just end up kind of like kissing and making up and taking over the company and live happily ever after. I think that's how it's just gonna end.
But why do they need this guy Mattson? They don't even need him, right?
Right. But I think it was like, you know, their dad, he started this whole thing, and it's like kind of one of those things where, like, it's too far along now.
Yeah, I mean, it's gonna suck when it's over.
It's a great show. But HBO, they crush it. There'll be a new one. There'll be a new good one. I'd love to see like a prequel of Succession, right? Like shows them like when they grew up, like as they're growing up. That'd be really cool. Like the rise of Waystar. That would be...
The Waystar.
I guess we could talk about it since these guys aren't joining us. And you and I were the only ones that watched. Well, actually, I think Adam watched it. Beef.
Oh, my God. So we finished it in, I think, 2 days.
Oh,
like a day and a half.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think on one Sunday we watched like 6 episodes or something like that.
Yeah, it's 10 episodes. Well, I guess some of them were a half hour. Or weren't they all like a half hour? Or 40 minutes or something?
I think it was 40.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't quite an hour. It was like 40.
Yeah, so very bingeable. I think there's clearly going to be a second season. Right?
So I was like Googling it. They're not sure. It was initially, it was pitched as just a one and done.
Okay.
But I think the creator or Netflix are like, nah, like you can definitely do more. And then he said he has a really good idea to keep it going. So okay. if it did so well, he probably just didn't know it was going to do this well. Right. So now it's going to get a ton of like publicity and notoriety. People are going to want that second season. Yeah, they could definitely do something.
I want it. 100%. 100. I mean,
it was weird. Like when I first saw like the trailer for it, I was like, this is like a whatever Netflix show. Like maybe it could be a little cheesy. But then no, it was really good.
It gets so crazy. It like escalates like over a road rage incident. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yep. But in the end, I mean, they realize they're perfect for each other. So, I mean, you know, spoiler alert, but it ends, they're in the hospital, they get in that bad car accident, and they're stuck in the middle of the desert, or the I guess they're in, like, the Malibu Mountains, or whatever, just lost, and then they get out, and then George, Amy's husband, finds them, shoots him, right?
Right.
I mean, he's not gonna die, I don't think. I bet he wakes up, and then I guess they try... Since, you know, everyone else hates them now, they're just going to be together and deal with the...
Well, how does that work? Isn't he going to get charged with 80,000 felonies?
There's that too. Yeah. Yeah, the scene in the house, that billionaire woman, Jordana Foster, that was crazy.
Dude. Yeah. With the door?
Yeah. Yeah, fuck.
Oh, my God.
Fucking insane. Yeah, that show was nuts. I loved Isaac, the cousin. David Cho.
He's great, but apparently he's about to get canceled.
What do you mean?
He said something on like a podcast years ago, like basically like promoting like rape.
Oh, geez.
So well, it was like a... Yeah, I don't know. It was like, didn't look too good for him. I don't know.
So one of the best podcasts I've ever listened to was with him. He was on... So he's been on Joe Rogan a couple times. The first one, though, was like back in 2019. It's amazing. It's amazing. Like, he is such a crazy guy, this David Cho. You know, he's an artist, and actually, he's one of the richest artists in the
actually,
world.
Who did he do the artwork for?
Facebook.
A ton of money.
Facebook. That's where he made most of his money. Yeah. But he's so, like, out there and eccentric. Like, he's, like, doesn't even care. Like, he doesn't live like that. Like, he said he's friends with, like, a lot of celebrities and he hangs out with people like that, but like he's like I'll just drop. He lives in LA. He's like, I'll drop everything and just move to Africa. Like, he's like just thinking about doing that. He talked about how he I think when he was like in his 20s, he just like went to the Congo to find this dinosaur.
What?
There's like some dinosaur that like still lives that's like in the middle of the Congo, and supposedly like 80% of the Congo is like not been discovered. Like, it's so remote. You know, it's just like the middle of the jungle. So
yeah.
So he went massive. So he went to look for it, and apparently there's been a few other people who have also like tried looking for it and just never found anything. So like he went to Congo and like never found it.
Like, wait. What, the dinosaur like skeleton? Like the artifact?
No, a real dinosaur, living dinosaur.
Oh, it's still... Yeah. Things are still, like, around.
Yeah, in the Congo. You never know. In the middle of the Congo, yeah. Because the Congo hasn't... Most of it hasn't been discovered because it's so remote. But, yeah, he's just... He's crazy.
Nothing in this world surprises me.
No, I know. But he's definitely an interesting guy. He said he had one little scene in one of the recent Star Wars movies. And he had to check into a mental facility after filming because he got so into the character and he went crazy. I think the same for Beef too. I think he did the same for Beef. He was so good though. Like, that was like his acting debut, apparently, and he was amazing. I thought
it seemed so authentic.
Yeah,
like, I was like, wait, this guy is like a real dude. Yeah,
but that's kind of how he really is. If you listen to him, like on any of these, I guess he has his own podcast too. But he's an interesting he's an interesting guy.
He was my favorite on the show.
Oh, it's, sure. Yeah, same.
They were all very good though. Like, was very good.
Ali Wong. And then I think his name's Steven Ruin or something.
The contractor guy. Yeah.
No, everyone was really good. Really well done show.
The brother was really good.
Yeah, he was funny. Santino. He was the redhead guy who was friends with Isaac, with David Cho's character. He's a stand up comedian.
Okay.
What's his name? Santino. I forget his name. Who else was in it that was notable? Yeah, that's about it. But yeah, definitely want to see more of that. But
yeah, if they do season two, that'd be great. They should do it like quick though.
Yeah.
Start making it now.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. All right. I don't think these these guys are joining us. They must have got pretty after it after that game. I bet they like won like at the buzzer and like just decide, all right, let's fucking go rage. After this. So
100%.
Yeah.
We won't hear from them until 7 a.m.
They didn't even text us back. You know, there's like something happened. Something crazy we're gonna hear about. But
I hope Adam didn't like tear his hamstring.
No, I hope all is well. Hope everyone's okay. Everyone's safe. So
they definitely won. And they're having a party.
But yeah, I think we got to everything on my list. Anything else we didn't cover?
We got the Jets, Knicks.
We didn't get to the Giants draft. We were going to let Juice and Adam kind of have their...
Yeah, we'll wait for them.
Their day. Yeah, we'll let them do it, you know, next time, I guess. So, okay.
Yeah, we should do it next week. This way we have... Because when's game four for... Miami Knicks, probably Tuesday or Monday?
No, it's Monday. Game five is Wednesday. Game six, Friday. Game seven, Monday.
Yeah. Maybe Thursday? We'll see how it goes with the series then.
Oh, might do it next week. Yeah, we're going to be on call.
Yeah.
We're going to be on call next week. We're going to have to play it by ear.
It's just chaos going on.
Yeah, depending on what happens. So.
For sure.
But, all right.
All right. I'm going to go meet up with Rogers. Take care.
Take care. Comb your hair.
You're welcome. You're welcome.